We are learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin Tes Omer Beis, and we're starting a brand new Mishnah, a brand new Perek. So till now, the tenth Perek discussed the power of a father or a husband to be mefer the Nedarim. But we didn't discuss which type of Nedarim. Which type of Nedarim could the husband be mefer? And according to the Ran, the father has the same halachas as the husband. There's only certain Nedarim you could be mefer. Most Rishonim hold that just like a father could only be mefer dvarim shebeinoy lebeino and dvarim sheinu nefesh, things that are affliction. Same thing by a father. He only can be mefer nedarim that are inu nefesh or dvarim shebeinoy lebeino. The only one who argues really is the Rambam. The Rambam argues, and we just spoke this out on Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph, referred to that shir, with the Machloikis, maybe it was on Samach Zayin Beis, we spoke it out. Samach Zayin Beis, I think it was Samach Ches Amud Aleph, there's Machloikis there, the Rambam brings down Machloikis, if by Av, there's a Dvarim Shebeinoi, Lebeinoi by Av, or maybe the Av can make for all the Nadar. But Akbam, the Ran learns this is also replying to a father also. So now we have to explain, what is Dvarim Shein Nefesh? What's called affliction? Ve'elon Dvarim Shumefer. We're going to see in the Mishnahs, Machlekes Tanoim, what level is called Inu Nefesh. Should it be a lot of Inu Nefesh, or a little bit also? Ve'elon Dvarim Shumefer. Dvarim is just Inu Nefesh. Which Dvarim could you be made for? Dvarim that have Inu Nefesh. That means the wife makes an edda that is she's afflicting herself. That you could be made for. For example, Im Erchatz Ve'im Lo Yerchatz. And the Gemara is going to explain what's the structure of these Nadarim. Im Erchatz Lo Yerchatz. I'm going to wash or not wash. Im Eskashet, I'm going to put on makeup. Lo Yerchatz, not put on makeup. The Ran explains, this makeup is makeup on the face. There's a lotion of kishut sometimes, removing the hair, lamata, and that's not what we're referring to when we say this type of iskashit. Iskashit means makeup, eye makeup, face makeup. So that's also a case of inu nefesh, according to the Tanakhama. Again, we have to explain the structure of that nether, im iskash, no iskashit, but like upon him, the rechitza and kishut, according to the Rabbanan, sounds like that's inu nefesh. Om Rav Yaisi, ain't Eilin Nidra Nefesh. Those are not Eilin Nefesh. So what is Eilin Nefesh? Eilin Nidra Eilin Nefesh. Omra, Koinim Peris Oil Malai. If he says, she says, I am answering all fruits in the whole world on me. Harez Yochel Hafer. That you give Mefer, because not eating any fruits for the rest of your life is a problem. Some say it's not even the rest of your life, just even for a few weeks, that's a problem. Because you say rest of your life, it could be that it's a shove. It's a nether shove. It's impossible to watch yourself not eating Paris the whole life. Omer Kren Paris Emalai, raise the Yochel Hafik and Mefert. What about Paris Medina Zu Alai? He says, not someone like her, Zu, Paris Medina Alai. He says, the Paris of a Medina Alai. So then, according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's not enough eating Nefesh. Yovelo Medina Charis. She get Paris from different Medina. Paris Chemveni Zalai. If he says, this store, I don't want, I'm mastering the Paris from this store. Any Yochel Hafik, it can't be made for. Why? I could go to a different store. But if the Parnassah is only Mimenu, if the husband only has Parnassah from this store, Harezi Yafa Div Rav Yaisi. If it's only from this store, he can't get from anywhere else. Div Rav Yaisi. So if it's other stores, so then you can talk and get it. So the chiddush is the next part. The chiddush is Mlahus Mazel Mimenu, Harezi Yafa Div Rav Yaisi. If the only place the husband shops is in that place, in Evergreen, finish, then the halach is harezeh yafir, because he sometimes, because the only, why is he only shop here? Because this person gives him credit. Sometimes he's not gonna have any money, and the only place to go is this store, and he can't go, so she's in a fast, and therefore he's being in a fast, therefore he could be made for. Freik the Rana Kasha, the Lachaira, was saying that the chemveni, if it's a usual chemveni, then it's a problem. So if you say Paris Medina Zu Alai, all the Paris in America are also to you. So you say, I'll get Paris from Poland. Lamai says, it's not worse than a Chemveni. It's still a big terech in Poland. It's like he could go get a Chemveni also. How can it be worse? Zok Duran, Enchanami. Rabbi Yezi agrees, if I say all the Paris in America are also, it's Taki in Nefesh. We're talking about, he said, all Paris from Ukraine are also. So you say, no, so you get from Poland. But if you ask everything in America, Taki is also according to Rabbi Yezi. I read the Ran inside. The Ran says, Mustavra, the Ran is like the fifth narrow line. Mustafa the Rabbi Yaisi Navi Menodra Paris Medina she daraba yofer. If she neither on the Paris of that Medina, it can be mefer. The loygara Medinosa mechemni amekifa. It's not worse than a chemni. The chitani yovel Medina Charis was loynodra Paris Medinosa. So that's the halach of it. Now another thing to point out is that we'll see in the Gemara that There's another type of net that you can be made for is dvarim shebeino lebeino. But it has different halachas, that type of hafara. It's not as strong. So the Rishonim speak out that if you aser even a different medina, even Rabbi Yosef will agree, it's not in a nefesh, but it is beino lebeino. Now, why is it beino lebeino? Because the maisi, you're making it harder for the husband. He has to shop now in certain places, certain countries, and therefore it's something that bothers them. I'll read you the lashon Ritva. It comes from Ritva. It goes like this. Perish dinu zulai yav v'ilam medina acheres. Perish. Kivan she'ef shel hav v'ilam medina acheres. Ein zanidin in nefesh. This you can bring from v'ilam medina. It's not called in nefesh. El dvarim she'beinoi lebeinoi la'trichoi la'hovi mokim acher. To matriach to bring from other places. So therefore, it's called beinoi lebeinoi la'kapon. Yeah. Very good shmak. So that's the Mishnah and Alasi the Gemara. Nidrei nefesh hu de meifer. It's a diik. It starts off the parak. Ve'elu nadarim shehu meifer. Dvarim sheyesh shem in nefesh. Right, the Gemara. Nidrei nefesh hu de meifer. She'emer nefesh eni meifer. Vatayim went in a brisa. Bein ishlish de min avle bitoi. When la mein shabal meifer nadarim shebein ala beinah. We had this before. We had this brisa before. That we had this on Daf Samaches. Samaches, yeah. That Ben Ishtar Ishtoi and Ben Alvin teaches us that Ben Noel Ben also can be made first. So why is the Mishnah saying only in Nefesh? You learned our Mishnah, you learned only Mishnais, you won't chop this. It says, don't say that. What happened to Ben Noel Ben No? So the Gemara, I'll tell you why I didn't say Ben Noel Ben No. Those are why. Because Amri, Halein, Valei, Mefer. Both of them you can make, you're right. But Miu, Inu Nefesh, Mefer, Le'olam. Dharm of Inu Nefesh, of affliction, you can make for Le'olam. When she is married to him who have afara, it's afara. That means his koyach afara is only when they are together. Once they get divorced, the neder kicks back in, and this neder is not null and void. The neder is just suspended, basically. By the varm shebeino lebeino, the Gemara holds right now, the neder is suspended, but it's not completely void. In an nefesh is completely void. That's the Gemara's tarets. And the next few lines, some are not garis, but the reads like this. But dvarim shebeinoi lebeino, she'ein behem nefesh, do we say this? Aval yesh behem nefesh, if the dvarim shebeinoi also have in an nefesh, loy chayal anidra, they're not chayal at all, it's not chayal at all. So that's the chilek between in an nefesh and dvarim shebeinoi lebeino. Freit the Gemara, is that true? For dvarim she'ein behem inu nefesh, which means dvarim she'beinoi lebeino, ki megarish lo chaylo lo, when they separate, it's chal, it's only suspended. I'll bring it right, not like that. Vatnan. There's a mission later on that says that a isho asers her maisi adayim, so it's not chal. She works, let's say, in as a CEO of a nursing home, and she brings in money, and she asers her money on her husband. The halacha is that is not. Does not chal, because you must shove it to give ma'isi dayim to the husband. So the machlokes there had to learn exactly hadaf or not. So Rabbi Yechav Nuri, who's a third sheet in that Mishnah, says like this. But now Rabbi Yechav Nuri Omer Yofer, the husband should be made for it, and it's chal. Why? Shem yigreshanam te'asur loy, because maybe they'll get divorced and then it'll be chal. Alma ki megarish lo umeifer lo mikara hava afaro. Now this is a dvarim shebeinoi lebeino. Why it's chal, this neder, the dvarim shebeinoi lebeino, it's a good kasha. The Gemara will talk about it there. But Akapodim, that neder is chal, and it says, the hafara now will work for that. Because you're only making hafara for after divorced. So you see, hafara on a dvarim shebeinoi lebeino works for after you get divorced. That's the whole point of doing the hafara. I can ask me, Stamaz, like, what's the dvarim shebeinoi lebeino? It's only going to kick in after they're divorced. So the Rosh says, I'll read the Rosh's Lashon. The Rosh says, "Umikri shapet dvarim shebeinoi lebeino, kiven ishti yahashto." Since right now it's your wife, ukshiyachsi rena you dvarim shebeinoi lebeino. And if you bring her back, so what's going on? So Chazal explains that a person wants to have that his wife is eligible to be divorced and be taken back. And if that's not a possibility, he's not happy with his wife right now. He wants his wife to be the possible, like a divorce and take her right back. Here, you're not going to take her right back because the mice down will be also. And if mice down is also, that means you can't do anything. She might not be able to cook for you, clean for you. So therefore, it's called Bein Olam Na. It's one pshat. There's another pshat in Tosfos and Ksubos that really, the Dharma really chal right now. It's only at Aluma Rabbanon Shibuda. So therefore, Klapid Varm Shibinoi Luminoi, it's really called that. That's a little bit above our pay grade right now. We'll see that when we see later on, a few blocks later, we'll speak out that Taisis maybe, Mirz Hashem. Valkaponim, we'll get to that Mishnah. Valkaponim, because it's not our sugya. But either way, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? The Gemara said now, Dvarim Shibinoi Luminoi is suspended. It means if you're made for it, it's not really null and void. It's chal after divorce. You see, this Mishnah first not like that. It says, why are you made for it? Because of the neder that happened after the divorce. What do you mean? It doesn't work for after the divorce. Vice versa, it works for after the divorce. That's the kasha. So it can't be. That's the deficiency in the hafara of Dvarim Shebeinu Milah. It can't be, because it's not true.
It's not considered
noilad. What's noilad? What do you mean? The whole neder that she made, is a shtickel of Dvarim Shebeinu Milah Olam, which we'll discuss later on. Noilad is, we say the word noilad, doesn't mean like a Pesach, that's not Shaykhti. You mean to ask, is Dvar Shloib Loilam? How could she ask her Maisa Dayim? Didn't come to the world yet, that right now it's Meshuvah. So that the Gemara talks about on Daf, whatever Daf that is. On Daf Pei Gimel, whatever Daf that is, Pei Vav, whatever Daf that is, later on, the Gemara will talk about that Shaila, I Dvar Shloib Loilam. Akaponim, Alma Ki Megarish Lo, Umeifalo Mikara Afara. It does work. So Gemara, you're right. Amri Halein Valein Hava Afara, both Inu Nefesh, and Beinoi Levinah is Afara, null and void. But there's still a chilek. El Nidri Nefesh made for Bein La'asim El-Acherim. When you made for the Dvar Ma'in Nefesh, it's Afara, Sayla Atzmai, and Sayla Acherim. That means it's completely null and void. Ein in Nefesh, if it's not in Nefesh, and then it's only Dvar Ma'in Nefesh, which means things that are between you. Just in case some didn't have this yet, maybe I should have spoken out. Inu Nefesh means a nether of affliction. Dvarim Shebeinoi Levinoi means something that's affecting her Shalom Bayis. Not that something that is somehow afflicting her. It's possible to have Dvarim Shebeinoi Levinoi that's not affecting Shalom, that's not Inu Nefesh. For example, the Maisei Dayim, that's not Inu Nefesh, but it's Dvarim Shebeinoi Levinoi. So what's the chilek? The chilek is like this. Then another Inu Nefesh may be La'atzmei La'acherim. Ain be Inu Nefesh, La'atzmei Meifer La'acherim and Meifer. Not Meifer La'acherim. Which means that if she ever gets divorced and remarried to someone else, then it'll be chal this neder. She said she made an issa, whatever she made. So let's say she said I'm not gonna remove the hair lamata. That's one example. No. So Gabi, this husband that far work, but when she gets married the next one, the neder will be chal. She'll have to be mad the neder with a chacham. What?
While she's
divorced, it's not negay anyone. Yeah, it's also chal. Yeah, while she's divorced, also. What? Because anytime it's la'atma, it's completely, it's mahani afara. Anytime it's lagei him. So really, the only truth... No, you're right. He'll only be chal when he's married someone else. Because anytime it's still lagei him, it's still lagei him, it's not chal. So it's still lagei him, because he could remarry her. So anytime it's still lagei him, that's it is. So v'hachtani. So what I'm interested in like this. Eilu adarim shu meifer, bein la'atma, bein la'acherim, nedarim shiyas b'in nefesh. So the question was, why did I miss something? That's not true. It's morning nefesh. So it means like this. Eilu adarim shu meifer, they blow it out of the water. Where is that? Dafka dvarim shu meifer nefesh. But beinoi lebeinoa is still a little bit here. It's chal legabi acherim. It's only la'atzmei meifer. Like the Ran says, kivin shenisus la'achar bat la'afarid le. The afar is bat of the chal nidre and the ned is chal. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying, ve'eilu dvarim shu meifer bein la'atzmei la'acherim is dafka nefesh and not dvarim shebeinoi lebeinoa.